And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The U.S. House of Representatives Speaker's chair remains empty despite 3 days of contentious voting, AP correspondent Norman Hall reports.
Supporters and opponents of GOP party leader Kevin McCarthy remain in a stalemate. McCarthy has repeatedly failed to get the 218 votes needed to win the speakership after 11 rounds of voting.
The Honorable Kevin McCarthy of the state of California has received 200.
One McCarthy critic, Representative Matt Gaetz of Florida, cast votes for the former president.
The Honorable Donald J. Trump of the state of Florida has received one.
Democratic leader Hakeem Jeffries of New York won the most votes on every ballot but remained short of a majority. McCarthy ran second, gaining no ground. Republicans voted to adjourn until noon Friday. Norman Hall, Washington.
The House has been unable to fully function. Members have not been sworn in, and almost no other business can happen. Friday's work will also be against the backdrop of the second anniversary of the January 6, 2021 attack on the U.S. Capitol. The impact of Russian President Vladimir Putin's order for his forces in Ukraine to observe a unilateral 36-hour ceasefire is in doubt. Kyiv officials dismissed the move as a ploy but didn't clarify whether Ukrainian troops would follow suit, and Moscow didn't say whether it would strike back if Ukraine kept fighting. China is seeking to minimize the possibility of a major new COVID-19 outbreak during this month's Lunar New Year travel rush following the end of most pandemic containment measures. The Transportation Ministry on Friday called on travelers to reduce trips and gatherings. This is VOA News. Taiwanese President Tsai Ing-wen visited a military base to observe drills while rival China protested the passage of a U.S. Navy destroyer through the Taiwan Strait. Beijing claims self-governing Taiwan is Chinese territory to be brought under its control by force if necessary. Taiwan has expanded its domestic arms industry and extended the national service requirement for all men from 4 months to a full year to boost its defenses against the rising threat from China. The second fierce storm this week that pounded much of Northern California has left flooding, damaged buildings, and at least two deaths in its wake. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Hurricane-force winds were clocked in the North Bay region, part of an atmospheric river that led to dozens of flight cancellations in San Francisco. But it's the human toll that's the hardest to bear.
Absolute nightmare.
Aileen Ciccini's 2-year-old grandson was killed when a redwood tree fell onto his family's mobile home. It happened in Sonoma County. Neighbors helped pull out the crumpled debris to reach the toddler. But Ian Ciccini could not be saved.
He was a love. An angel.
Police in Fairfield, California say a 19-year-old woman died in a crash on a flooded road. Further south in Santa Cruz County.
We did everything we could. We got our sandbags.
Dominic King's Mai Tai Beach restaurant was battered.
The floorboards have been pushed through the floor.
California's governor has declared a state of emergency. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The U.S. Census Bureau says more than 1% of the adult population was displaced by natural disasters in the past year. The AP's Ed Donahue reports.
That's more than 3 million people. The Household Pulse survey says they were forced out of their homes by hurricanes, floods, fires, tornadoes, or other disasters. Nearly 1 million people were impacted in Florida. The state was hit hard by Hurricanes Ian and Nicole in the fall. The survey says more than a third were out of their homes for less than a week. About 1 in 6 never returned to their homes. The Census Bureau says invitations were sent to more than 1 million households to take part in the experimental survey and collected more than 70,000 responses. I'm Ed Donahue.
The United Nations said Friday flexible working arrangements like those introduced during the COVID-19 crisis are not only good for employees, but also boost productivity and potentially a business's bottom line. In its first report focusing on work-life balances, the report found that the effects of working time, working hours, and everything affected the well-being of staff. I'm Joe Ramsey.